Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thank you for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend John Stanton, celebrating 14 years as a member of our Brain Trust. John is, and we appreciate that very much. John, thanks again for hanging out with us. Give us a title.
Jim, I'm sorry. I just got back on the phone. I was getting a glass of water.
All right. He's sending us up there, folks. John, before I go to the water, tell us what the title of the new book is.
It's called Precision Target Marketing, and the whole point of it is that in today's world, you've got to pick a specific group of people that right. you want to sell to mm-hmm. and focus on them and really not ignore, but don't worry about making everybody happy. Make somebody happy.
Exactly. Bill Cosby said, I don't know what the key to success is, but the key to failure is trying to make everybody happy.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We're back to water. We talked about the drought in the first segment. Last segment, we talked about the fact that John was helping us understand that the fact that global demographics is going to assure that we're still going to have plenty of food, but we're going to pay more for it going forward, regardless of the drought. The other thing, John, there already are water wars. We were saying in the end of the segment that water is going to be the big commodity, most important commodity. You know, when they found oil in Saudi Arabia 100 years ago, John, they were drilling for water. They were looking for water, and they found oil, and they were so disappointed. Well, they're going to be doing that again. The time will be coming when they're going to stop drilling for oil. In 100 years, we won't drill for oil anymore, but we will be drilling for water. Yeah. And you know, Georgia, Tennessee, and Alabama are having a water war. Florida and Georgia are having a water war. Virginia and Maryland are having a water war. I promise you, China and Russia will have a water war. I mean, the hydrologic cycle is kind of finite, isn't it?
Yeah, no, and I'm not a hydrologist, but everyone tells me that water is going to be a key issue. And I mentioned during the break, readers pay attention to all this stuff about the Mars landing, the moon landing.
Right.
What are they always searching for? Water.
Yeah.
Water sustains life. If problems with water, we have real problems. Now, someone told me, Jim, and I believe them, that there's plenty of water on the earth. It's just not drinkable.
Right.
And so
water everywhere and not a drop to drink, right?
Yeah. And I think that what we'll see is a lot more technology into, you know, how to make this seawater and wastewaters and things more potable.
There's a new Bill and Melinda Gates grant or award that they're putting out for you can develop the perfect urinal.
Huh.
You know, can't use any water. I've forgotten what all the requirements are.
Yep.
But you think about how much water is used in the process of body elimination. I mean, you think about that, and it's a lot.
Yeah,
and in 100 years, we may not be able to afford it.
Yeah, well, you know, I mean, the amount of water that goes to actually being consumed is low relative to sewage plants and things of that nature. But of course, those water wars down there in the South are over, you know, agricultural water.
Right. Well, not necessarily. No, Atlanta does not have a very good source of water. They're trying to draw from water in from Tennessee and from Alabama, and they need the water. They had a drought down there a year or two ago, and there was a big war going on. But look, many states depend upon the Hoover Dam.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, think about that. Yeah. The Colorado River feeds 8 southwestern states, basically.
Colorado River is getting lower and lower every year.
And so these are issues. So folks, you know, the bottom line of what you've been telling us is ready, these things are not going to be going down. They're going to be going up, if anything.
Yep. And regardless of what business you're in, I happen to be more involved with food retail, but no matter what business you're in, it's going to be affected by these things. Packaging. Mm-hmm. Packaging is going to go up. And you take a box of corn and say, boy, look at the price impact of corn. That has virtually no impact on
it's only a small percentage of the pay. Hey, John, I got to wrap it up. Thanks for your time today. Thanks for great information and for 14 great years.
Jim, I am honored to be on this show, and I love the opportunity to talk to you and your listeners.
We'll do it again real soon. Let's do 14 more. What do you think?
Let's book it, Jim.
All right, got it. Thanks. John Stanton, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back another day, back after the news. No, we got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.